So it's time. It's 2016, and we're delighted to be able to welcome back, of course, our regular correspondent in association, of course, with PharmaNord and the magical world that they put together. Something which also ties in with a feature that we've been running and will be running again in the next couple of days or so with Orla Huguenot, who's from Public Health England. She's discussing the spectre of sugar. Astonishingly, we're still in this situation whereby, as coined by indeed the one and only Dennis the Chemist, sugar is indeed the new nicotine. Dennis, it's a delight to be able to welcome your good self, and I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that there's now an app you can get to simply scan on your mobile phone to find out just how much sugar is actually in some of the stuff which is actually out there in supermarkets.
Well, yes. When I saw this on television, and I must say, I must get round to downloading this app, I think I heard the number. Am I correct, Alex, that they've on the app you can look up, was it 75,000 foods?
Yeah, absolutely.
75,000 foods, and it will tell you how much sugar is in each food. And I've been talking about this for years. I actually did a program on television 15 years ago in Manchester, a television program where I took in all different well-known chocolates and sweets. And I was frightened in those days to even mention trade names, so I took all the covers off and just left the chocolates, and I pulled them apart and people could see the gooey sugar. I didn't mention any names.
Just briefly, Dennis, because I know it's a mini lecture, but just to give some of the facts for this, if you are interested in actually downloading this, you can go to the Change for Life website. It's a campaign to encourage parents to take control of their children's sugar intake. Just some of the facts here that, again, I mean, I know you've been speaking about this regularly, Dennis, and we acknowledge that, but 5-year-olds, that's 5-year-olds, eat and drink their body weight in sugar every year. That's eating and drinking their body weight in sugar every year. That's an annual 22 kilograms of sugar that's consumed, 5,500 cubes, or the equivalent of the weight of an average 5-year-old child. That cannot be good for anybody.
No, and I did, in that same paragraph, it also said, I think my memory serves me, that children age 3 to 5, a third of them are now overweight.
Yep.
And children 10 to 12 years old, half of them are overweight. Mm. And yes, thank you for giving us the actual source.
I'll give you some final little other things as well, Dennis, before you take over in full force. A chocolate bar, an average chocolate bar contains 6 cubes of sugar. A small carton or pouch of juice drink contains over 5 cubes of sugar. And there are 9 sugar cubes in a can of cola, which instantly takes children, obviously, up or over their recommended maximum for the day. It's, again, it's worth sort of acknowledging. It's totally free. Change for Life, Sugar Smart app. And then you'll be able to actually sort of just, again, monitor some of the things that Dennis is going to be talking about today, in terms of obviously using glucosamine and other PharmaNord products to actually cope with the sugar crisis.
Yes. It's not actually glucosamine. That's the substance that helps to repair your
chromium.
Joints.
Chromium. Yes, this is why you're chromium, doing the whole thing. Quite rightly. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I was pointing out that until this app came out, I've been telling people that the number four, not one, not two, not three, but number four, if you divide on any label where it says, for example, there are 12 grams of glucose in every 100 mils or 100 grams of this product, if you divide 4 into the 12, it goes 3 times. And that's the number of teaspoons or cubes of sugar in 100 grams. And now they've gone a step further, and they're actually showing you the number of cubes, because a cube is a teaspoonful of sugar. And so if you're standing in a supermarket or anywhere and you reach for a product off the shelf, if you see so many grams of sugar in 100 grams or 100 mils of the product, divide that number, it could be 36 grams. So 4 into 36 goes 9. So that's the 9 teaspoonfuls, the 9 cubes of sugar. So in a cola, like you just said, Alex, in a 300 ml can of cola, there are 36 grams of sugar. And 4 into 36 goes 9, and that's your 9 spoons, your 9 cubes of sugar. Nobody would ever take a spoon with a packet of sugar and say, "Here, darling, have some sugar, 1 spoon, 2 spoons." The kid would vomit, the kid would shy away. It would be too sweet, it would be sickly. And yet, because it's hidden in chocolate or other foods where there's this high dose of glucose, it's just nice. It becomes flavor of the month. It's sweet. And that's the problem. We're all becoming hooked from birth as we're fed these things with parents, grandparents, not realizing what they're doing. They're poisoning the next generation. And they're raising the levels of diabetes because that sugar will be stored as fat. And when the pancreas becomes very fat, the pancreas is where you make your insulin, and it only weighs a few ounces. And so there was another article last month, I remember reading it in the Express, the Daily Express, but I'm sure many of the newspapers were carrying this story, where it was talking about the fact that when you have all this sugar, it damages the body. It damages the body. Because I'm now leading up to a product that Pharma Nord, this Danish company, Denmark is the only country in Europe where health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. In fact, all their products are packed in foil, so you have to press out tablets and capsules. And I got involved with this company 25 years ago when I first heard about a mineral called selenium, that Great Britain's got the lowest levels in the world. Then I heard about a substance called Q10, which we make in every cell in the body. Most of our Q10 is made in the liver, but it gives you our energy. And as you pass 21, your levels of Q10 made in the liver fall, and therefore, although you're eating and breathing, you can't make as much energy as you could when you were young, when you were 21. So Pharma Nord make many wonderful products. They make biomagnesium, which is another mineral that's used in 325 pathways in your body. It helps you sleep better. It calms your nerves. It helps to stop irregular heartbeats. It helps neurological problems. And along with calcium, it helps to prevent osteoporosis. So I'm leading up to the fact that Pharma Nord, this Danish company, they have about 48 products to help health. And because this morning we're talking about the problems of sugar, which has been highlighted by so many reports in the last year or two now, all about sugar. Sugar, as Alex said at the start, is the new nicotine. We're getting people stopping smoking. I believe there's about 50,000 less deaths now attributable to the fact that people are stopping smoking. Each year, 50,000 lives are being saved, which is tremendous. And now that we're being really educated with this app that you can download, we're really being educated, and we're talking, and you're having a lecture soon from somebody from the authority of the sugar board, not the sugar board, but the government. You're going to hear similar things to what I'm talking about. We must hear these facts over and over again, that the amount of sugar is just colossally ridiculous, the amount of sugar we're getting through. So Pharma Nord brought out a product. It's called BioGlucoControl, and it's two ingredients. It's a berry from Chile. This company in Denmark have linked up with a company in Chile, and they're taking this berry called the Maqui berry, M-A-C-Q-U-I, and what the Maqui berry does, It's in the tablet. The tablet from PharmaNord BioGluco Control is purple. And that's not just being coloured to make it look nice. That's the colour of the maki berry. So in this tablet, there is an extract of the maki berry, which this ingredient in the maki berry does two things when you swallow one tablet twice a day with two of the meal of the three meals of the day. So you have two tablets a day. And what the maki berry does, it does two things. First of all, it blocks the enzyme, this substance that humans and animals make. It blocks the enzyme glucosidase. That's the enzyme that breaks down starches into sugar. So when you eat a pizza, a pasta, a chapati, a bread, potatoes, all these starches, the body with the glucosidase will break it down to sugar. The second thing that happens to the sugar, it will then pass through the wall of the bowel, where the sugar is now is, because it's been broken down by the glucosidase. It's been broken down into sugar. And now the sugar is designed by a pathway, which I'd never heard of until recently, called a synport. And that's where the well-known substance sodium grabs the glucose, and together, hand in hand, they pass through the wall of the bowel into the blood supply, and that's carried round to all your cells, where all this sugar, it's not just the sugar from starch that is broken down by the glucosidase, which passes through the wall of your bowel. It's also glucose, the glucose we've been talking about, all the glucose from the sweets and in concentrated drinks, where it's already glucose. So whether it's glucose broken down from starch, your pizza, your pasta, your chapati, your potatoes, etc., and the glucose from sweets and chocolates, where it's already sugar, and an ice cream. When you give your child, your grandchild, an ice cream, it's 75% already in sugar. So this blocking this second pathway, which is the synport, it slows down the speed at which the sugar can be absorbed. So it gives the body a better chance at removing the sugar, and you won't make as much insulin. But when it blocks the first pathway, the glucosidase substance, which breaks down the starch into sugar, it literally blocks that enzyme, the glucosidase. It blocks it to a tremendous level, such that nothing like as much sugar is released from your pizza, your pasta, your chapati, your bread, your potatoes, your sweets, your turnips. All these foods are high in starch, which has to be broken down into sugar. So you get the picture. When you take a couple of tablets a day of BioGluco Control, look at the name, biologically, control, it's controlling. BioGluco Control, it's controlling glucose absorption. When you've got much less sugar now in your body, in your blood, in your cells, then you're not going to make as much insulin, because it's all the insulin we're churning out in response to so much sugar. It's all this insulin, which without the second ingredient in BioGluco Control is the mineral chromium. Chromium used to be, for the older listeners, what car bumpers were made of, that you used to polish at the weekend when you had your time off from work, and you polished the bumper of your car to look like a mirror, and you look back and your neighbour said, wow, your bumpers have come up lovely. Now bumpers are made of rubber or plastic. But you need 100 millionths of a gram a day, 100 millionths of a gram, a minute amount. But you need that amount to do a job on your cell walls. And Farm & Ord's chromium ingredient has just been passed as the only chromium in Europe which is 10 times better absorbed than any other chromium. Some firms use chromium picolinate, which is only 12% absorbed. Some chromium uses the chloride, which is only 10% absorbed. But Farm & Ord is 10 times 100% absorbed, and that allows you to make a substance called chromodulin, which will tell the insulin waiting at the cell wall, waiting to put the sugar into the glucose channel. Without the chromium telling it to do its job, it can't tell the glucose channel, let the glucose in, because you do need some glucose for your energy. But when the glucose channel won't open, the insulin stands there, scratching its bottom, so to say, wondering what I'm going to do with all this sugar, and it'll store it as fat. And that's why everybody's becoming obese and fat. And then all this sugar is putting on the eyes, and it's damaging the eyes, and this is the problem in diabetics, that the sugar damages the eyes and it damages the heart. One in four diabetics has heart problem, and it damages the kidneys. Many diabetics get kidney damage, and it damages the legs, and the sugar combines with the protein of the nerves to the legs. And if the nerves can't work the circulation, then unfortunately it leads to terrible problems, even to gangrene and amputation. And in Great Britain, there are 137 people every week having a toe, foot or leg amputated. 7,000 people a year. And that's just in England. What about France and Spain and Germany and Denmark and Italy and all the countries of the world? Millions of people are having problems because we're having too much sugar. So there's another example of how we can help ourselves with a simple tablet, BioGlucoControl, containing these two substances, an obscure berry up the mountains of Chile. And to get the active ingredient, they have to collect the berry between 700 and 1100 feet up these mountains. And the bushes give a copious production of berries. So they are able to collect millions of berries, extract it, give this substance in the berry, put it into a tablet, and it's doing those two things I mentioned. It's stopping the glucosidase, breaking down your starches into sugar, and then it slows down the release of the sugar through the bowel wall into the blood system. Even the sugar from ice cream and sweets and chocolate, where it's already sugar, it's not starch. You read any chocolate, you read any sweet, it'll tell you how much sugar, glucose. You know, there are many names of different sugars, but they're all a problem. Fructoglucose is even worse than glucose. Even worse than glucose. And because it's cheap to make, a lot of people use glucose fructose, and you go and when the program's finished, go and look at your cakes and sweets and chocolates, and you'll see names like sucrose, glucose, fructose. They're all forms of sugars, and all these sugars, you need some sugar, but you need 25 grams a day of sugar in total. And 4 into 25 goes 6, 4 to 24. So you really only need 6 teaspoonfuls, 6 cubes of sugar from your food in the day. And we heard in Blackpool there, for some reason, the children there was a television program that was showing you, they were getting 20 spoons, 20 cubes a day of sugar. And they took these children on television, I saw them for 3 weeks, they monitored them to get them to cut their sugars right down. And it was hard for them. Quite a few of the children managed to reduce the craving. You know, it's as addictable, really, as heroin or cocaine. because the receptors in the brain, where the sugar also passes through, they get so used to it as drugs of addiction. And that's why we have such a thing as a sweet tooth. And we talk about flavor of the month. Well, the companies of the world making all these sugary products have brainwashed them. When you see products saying fat-free, you think, wow, I could have as much as I want because it's fat-free. But what have they put in to make it edible? They've put loads of sugary foods in. And so you're getting, when it's fat-free, you're often getting much more sugar. So it becomes a vicious circle. And like I said at the start, I did a program about 15 years ago on Granada Television. I took in all these sweets and cakes, chocolates, all full of sugar. And I said all this 15 years ago. And after the program, I said, right, well, I'll throw all this rubbish away. And all the staff, the cameramen and the producers, they said, no, no, it's our favourite. And they weren't joking. They took all this gunge and they ate it as I was leaving. And they said, we'll see you next month. I did a program every month on health for nearly 2 years. And I couldn't believe that they were so brainwashed that all their favourites, they were not, they didn't get the message. And they just laughed at me. And they ate all this. And people will use the word treats, and it's a party, and it's Christmas, and we're celebrating a birthday, a wedding. But everything is full of sugar. And this has got to be said, because the obesity level, the overweight level, the diabetes, it's just horrendous what's been going on. And I'm surprised all the professors of nutrition of every university in the land, in the world, haven't been beating a drum for years, because all this knowledge has been out for years. Now we've got a product that Pharma Nord have brought out with the maki berry from Chile, linking it to their 10 times better chromium product. So the two substances together, the maki berry and the chromium, are in a tablet called Bio Gluco Control. And I've sold it to people now. It's been out since October the 3rd, 3 months. And I've sold it to people. And one lady said her husband had died recently. She's 62 and she's on her own most nights watching television or listening to the radio. And she's been eating the sweets and chocolates that she buys for her grandchildren who come to visit her. They live 50 miles away and they come at the weekend to visit grandma. And because she's sitting there, she starts to eat during the week all the cakes and sweets that she bought as treats for them to eat at the weekend, which she knew wasn't good for them. But you've got to have a treat. That's how we brainwash ourselves to get all this sugar from the sweets and the cakes and the chocolate. And on a Saturday morning, she'd eaten it all in the week. She was going out and buying more. Since she went on BioGluco Control, she came in and said, hey, this substance works. These tablets work, this BioGluco Control. I said, how do you know? And she told me that story, that now she wasn't eating the sweets, the cake and the chocolate, because by getting the mechanism interaction, the BioGluco Control reduces your desire for eating sugar and all the things that sugar are in. It reduces sensibly your appetite. It lengthens the time between when you feel that you're getting hungry and you need to eat again. It's so beautiful, the chemistry, that two companies, a firm in Chile and a firm in Denmark, should take their two products, somehow meet up. Somehow their scientists get together and they work out the chemistry that the maki berry blocks glucosidase, the enzyme, which turns starch into sugar. Your bread, your chapati, your pizza, your pasta. And you do need some sugar, but you need it in much smaller amounts, much smaller amounts. And then this product, BioGlucoControl, the second thing it does, it slows down tremendously what sugar you have eaten being absorbed into your blood. And when you finally get some sugar into your body and the chromium is allowing it to get into the cells instead of being stored as fat, because without it getting into your cells, the insulin has no choice. It's on the outside of your cell, waiting to put sugar into your cell. It stands there, scratching its bottom, thinking, I can't get the sugar in. I know, I'll store it as fat. A fat belly, a fat bottom, a double chin, and probably even equally worse, I'll put it in the liver. I'll store it in the liver. And then people are getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's bad enough, all the people getting fatty liver disease. I was at a lecture given by a consultant liver transplant surgeon at Bolton Royal Infirmary several years ago. And he said that in Bolton, young women are binge drinking so much at the weekend that there are more young women under 30 in Bolton waiting for liver transplants through binge drinking the alcohol on the Friday and Saturday nights. It causes so much damage, alcohol. There is so much binge drinking that there are more young women in Bolton waiting for liver transplants than anywhere in the country.
And Dennis, on that bombshell, we're going to have to sort of leave with the, once again, very stark news and information. It's been a very hard-hitting lecture today.
It has to be,
exactly.
Because we've got to save lives. Yeah. We're saving 45,000, 50,000 lives from stopping the smoking, setting fire to leaves that are brought from countries thousands of miles away, rolled up into paper, and we set fire to them. We call them cigarettes, which is ridiculous. And now we're eating all this sugar, which is ridiculous, Alex. It's just ridiculous.
Indeed, sir. And a reminder, of course, you can go to the PharmaNord website, pharmanord.co.uk. Two key things, of course, are biochromium and bioglucol, presumably.
BioGlucoControl contains the maki berry and the chromium.
There we have it. Dennis, a pleasure as ever. Obviously in full force, ready for 2016. Will you be back with us probably next week, all being well?
All being well, to save more lives, because these health food products made to pharmaceutical standards by PharmaNord, they definitely help a lot of people.